The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. That's the promo code SGPN to get yourself a 100% deposit match. You are listening to a Champions League and Europa League semi-finals preview here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, looking at the four semi-final ties and the individual first legs as well. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. On that account, I post my sports betting opinions. I post free play winners. The last one was a one-unit winner on the 76ers to cover the spread against the Knicks. We're absolutely flying in the NBA this season and have a 21-3 record on one-unit plays. And a free play winner was given away on the X account at LockBettingX. But the most significant reason to follow this account is because I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper, and every single month on this account, I post my spreadsheet. The pinned tweet on that account is always the latest spreadsheet, but you can scroll down and find the rest. They're actually all kept in one easy-to-find convenient location, and that is lockbetting.com, the website. You can find them all stored in one place, and that's also where you can sign up for my additional plays. And my plays have added up to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 130 months. That's a decade, 10 years and 10 additional months at this point. If you have any further questions, my DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But some of your answers could be questioned by doing your own research. And I encourage you to do that due diligence and just simply look through the spreadsheets. Have a look at the type of bets we do. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll. Have a look at the members' comments verifying the fact that we really have delivered 130, soon to be 131 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. So let's move on with this edition of the Champions League. All of the English clubs are out. Now, Man City was a surprise to me, but I did call Arsenal to be eliminated at the hands of Bayern Munich. I thought it was crazy that Arsenal were the favourites to win that tie. And as a result of Bayern knocking out Arsenal and Real Madrid knocking out the holders, Manchester City, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid will now play each other. And there is no English representation in both the Champions League and the Europa League as well, with only Aston Villa flying the flag in the Europa Conference League. As a result, England now do not have five spots in the Champions League. The two leagues that will get five spots will be Italy and Germany as things stand at the moment. And I do not expect anything to change because Germany are heavily represented in these semi-finals with Leverkusen, Dortmund and Bayern Munich all here. So before we actually move on to breaking down these semi-finals in the Champions League, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about the playoffs. That's right, you need to make sure you tune in all week to both the NBA and the Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in for exciting playoff action. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast, so tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. So lots to check out across the Sports Gambling Podcast Network podcasts. Make sure that you check out the NBA and Hockey Gambling Podcasts to get all of your playoff picks. So let's move on with my Champions League picks here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, the most winning podcast in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network family. We do begin with the two teams who conquered the two hopes from the Premier League as Bayern Munich are hosting Real Madrid. Now, Real Madrid are quite short favourites, in my opinion, to qualify from this tie at the price of 4-7, with Bayern Munich priced up at 5-4. To win this individual game, Bayern Munich are the 6-5 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Real Madrid here are a 21-10 underdog. Now, Real Madrid are undefeated in this competition this season, but Bayern Munich are undefeated at home in this competition in their last 15 matches. So it's very, very difficult to pick a winner here. Additionally, when you see these two teams, you're expecting goals and action and just end-to-end stuff. But I expect this first leg to actually be one which is tight and cagey. I expect us to see some respectfulness here from both teams and both managers, with Carlo Ancelotti managing Real Madrid and Tommy Tuchel managing Bayern Munich. Now, if Tuchel doesn't take this approach, Bayern Munich could easily be exposed by their high line, by the pacey counter-attacking threat of Real Madrid. Now, we saw Manchester City exposed by this multiple times in the first leg. And if Bayern Munich do decide to be gung-ho here and go for it and play with that high line, then Real Madrid could actually come away from the Allianz here with a victory. That would not surprise me at all. So I do expect Tuchel to be a little bit more sensible and sit deep. Whilst Ancelotti's men, they'll know that because Bayern Munich are the home team here for the first leg, the expectation will be for them to win. And a draw, taking a draw back to the Bernabeu, would be a positive result here for Real Madrid. So I just don't think it's going to be the shootout that many people think. And I know we saw shootouts in the first legs of the quarterfinals, but we're one step away from the final here. And I think we get back to normality in terms of what a Champions League first leg would look like. And I understand who's on the pitch. Harry Kane, Leroy Sané, Vinicius Jr., Jude Bellingham. I understand all of that. But I also understand that we have two organised managers. We have a Real Madrid side who have a solid defensive record this season, and we have a Bayern Munich team who have good defenders. They just stylistically don't play in a way that allows them to keep clean sheets. But here, they'll need to play something. They'll need to play a different way. They'll need to basically adjust their tactics. Otherwise, as I said, the high line will be exposed by Rodrigo and Vinny Jr. And Real Madrid, if they can score a couple of goals here, they'll probably be in a good position to take a good result back to the Bernabeu. So with all that said, it does make it difficult for me to make a pick here. What I'm going to go with is Real Madrid getting a quarter of a goal as my selection. Now, what this means is if Real Madrid avoid a defeat here, you end up winning half of your money. If Real Madrid actually end up winning this game, you end up winning the full bet. This is available at 10-11 minus 110. If you simply want to take Real Madrid to avoid a defeat here. That is available at 4-6 minus 150, which is a plausible option, as I do believe that Real Madrid will be able to come here and avoid a defeat. I think that's what they'll be setting up to do. And I think a draw is also a good bet here. I rarely give out draws, but I think this is one where everything could stay intact. Bayern Munich will remain unbeaten for 16 games, and Real Madrid will extend their run in the Champions League this season to 11. At the moment, they're unbeaten in 10 fixtures in the Champions League this season, and they're going up against the Bayern Munich team, who did get past Arsenal in the last round, but they squeezed past them, and they also showed a lot of vulnerabilities in that first leg when they travelled to Arsenal, and Arsenal really could have done a bit more, I feel, to expose Bayern Munich. And in the second leg, Arsenal really didn't turn up. They seemed to be overwhelmed by the occasion. At the end of the day, this is going to be tight either way. Each of Real Madrid's last three wins have only been by single goal margins, but I do believe they'll come here and score, given that Bayern Munich have kept just two clean sheets in their last nine games, and Real Madrid is a big step up in calibre of opponent. Well, I guess they are. It depends how you feel about what Bayer Leverkusen have done this season. Obviously, it's extraordinary to be undefeated so far across all competitions. But we'll talk about them later. We're here to just do this game. And I do feel that Real Madrid can avoid a defeat here and take that positive result back to the Bernabeu here from this one. There are rumours that, much like Barcelona have done a U-turn with Xavi, that Bayern Munich are considering that U-turn with Tuchel because there are no viable contenders for the manager job. And if you look at the manager market, you'll see that Ralf Rangnick, who had an unsuccessful term as the temporary manager at Man United, is the overwhelming favourite to be the Bayern manager next season. So that kind of paints a picture as to why they may do a U-turn and what limited options may be available for Bayern. So be interesting to see both Barcelona and Bayern Munich do that U-turn. Although at the same time, Thomas Tuchel is also the strong favourite to be the next Manchester United manager as well. Take from that what you will. I will be discussing that more on the next edition of BetMUFC. Moving on to our second semi-final, we have Borussia Dortmund at home to Paris Saint-Germain. Now, Paris Saint-Germain are the 1-2 minus 200 favourites to qualify from this tie. They are the 6-4 favourites here to win in Germany. It's 11-4 on the draw. And Dortmund are the narrow 13-8 home underdogs. This one, I don't think will be as tight and cagey as the other game, because I just don't think that two teams have the capacity to do that. I think Borussia Dortmund will definitely be trying to take the win back to Paris here in front of the yellow wall. And chasing the game like that could lead to counter-attacking opportunities for Paris Saint-Germain. I like Paris Saint-Germain to take a positive result back to Paris. My main lean here for this game, though, isn't really on the game in terms of the scoreline or the goals or anything like that. Whilst I do believe there will be goals here, I do think it'll go over 2.5 goals. Each of Paris' last five contests have featured over 3.5 goals, and there could be at least 4 goals here again. Bearing in mind, Dortmund's last game at home in the Champions League was a 4-2 win, and that was against Atletico Madrid. And they don't really do high-scoring games, usually, especially not in the Champions League, where Simeone was taking a lead back to Germany, and we ended up seeing 6 goals. So we have strong data there for goals, including both teams scoring in each of Dortmund's last 5 fixtures. So I do think we'll get past the 3-goal mark. But my strongest lean here has to be on Kylian Mbappe to find the back of the net. We're oddly getting plus money here on this selection at 6-5. I think this should be odds on. Mbappe's already got 5 goals in the knockout stages. He's going to be key if Paris Saint-Germain do end up in the final. And he scored 8 times overall in the competition this season. I think he's going to end up being the top scorer, which is going to derail our future on Harry Kane at the start. But I'm happy that we got away from Erling Haaland. I felt both Kane and Mbappe were runners in that market. We went for Kane. It has been a runner. It could still win. But I do believe that Kylian Mbappe is the man. And I do believe that he will score here in this game. And I think PSG can take a positive result back to Germany. And I think that everybody will, well, at least most people will get what they want. I think neutrals are hoping for this Paris Saint-Germain Real Madrid final. I'm going to that final because it's at Wembley Stadium. I'm taking my son. And my son is very much in that camp where he does want to see Mbappe versus Real Madrid. So I wonder if we see some interesting VAR decisions that may result in that final. So send your conspiracy theories to me at LockbettingX or at SGP Soccer during these games while they're being played out. Obviously, as I mentioned on the EPL show, I am looking for more engagement on social media. We've had an incredible year, and there should certainly be more interaction, and there should certainly be more iTunes reviews. We're going to implement the same policy as we did on the shows at the weekend. If you want to receive a lock here from this show, then you need to send me an iTunes review. Once I receive your iTunes review screenshot, I will DM you back with a lock. Unfortunately, some guys didn't get that lock this week because some of the stuff went into message requests. If that happens, if I haven't sent you a lock back pretty quickly, because I do check my DMs every 4 or 5 hours. If I haven't responded within that time, then send me an actual tweet to tell me that you've sent me a DM, because that will be easier. Last time we did send a lock out to people, it was a winning lock as well, as they'll tell you, as Celtic came through on the money line with Manchester City going over their team total. We parlayed those two selections together, so that was a winning lock. And those guys successfully got a winning lock for leaving those iTunes reviews. So we are implementing that same policy once again. So we're going to move on to the Europa League next. Before we do that, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys once again about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. As you guys know, Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. You can make your entries of all basketball, or you can mix and match across your other favorite sports, and you can win up to 100 times your money. And obviously, this is a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They've also launched Champions, their player versus player format, in Florida. So make sure you sign up with our code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code I mentioned, SGPN. So let's move on to looking at these Europa League ties, these Europa League semi-finals. We begin with the game between Marseille and Atalanta, where Marseille are the 29-20 home favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 9-5 here on Atalanta. Marseille have been woeful away from home, so if they have any chance of qualifying, they are going to need to desperately pick up a positive result here on their own patch. And I think they can do that, and I'm willing to take them here as a pick. Marseille in the draw no bet market will be my selection here. You get your money back if this is a draw. You only lose if Atalanta win. And if Atalanta win like they did at Anfield, they will see this out and they will be in the Europa League final. I expect them to be in that final anyway, but I do like Marseille to make things more complicated by picking up a win here in this one. I'm going to take Marseille as a pick in the draw no bet market at the price of 5-6 minus 120. Marseille's only competitive home defeat this season in the league came against Paris Saint-Germain, while they've also won 5 of their 6 Europa League games at home. While Atalanta, despite beating Liverpool, they have lost 2 of their last 4 competitive away games. And I do like Marseille to take a positive result back to Italy off the back of this one. The qualification odds, incidentally, see Atalanta as the 4-7 favourites, with Marseille at 5-4. I'm willing to wait. I think Atalanta will qualify, but I'm willing to wait. If this is a draw, I don't think that price will change dramatically. If Atalanta win, you've missed out on a chance of taking Atalanta to qualify, yes. But I have a good feeling about Marseille here getting a positive result in this one. The final game we cover is Roma at home to Bayer Leverkusen, where Roma are a 5-2 home underdog. It's also 5-2 on the draw. And Leverkusen are the even money favourites to win here. They are the 1-4, minus 400 favourites to qualify, with Roma priced up at 3-1. This, to me, is ridiculous pricing. And here is where I believe Leverkusen could come unstuck. They are on the verge of being invincible. They keep pulling it out of the bag. In the last 2 weeks, they've scored in the 95th and 96th minute against Dortmund and against Stuttgart, respectively, to remain undefeated in the league. They're now not going to get the record points total, but they will want to remain invincible in the league. And they can actually do it in all competitions, and they can win a treble. But for me, this is their biggest obstacle. Away to Roma, a team who are an absolute machine at home. They are unbeaten in 11 Europa League home games. They've only lost 2 of their last 22 home matches in all competitions, while Leverkusen have drawn their last 3 matches in all competitions. So they are showing signs of some fatigue. Roma have defeated Brighton and Milan at home in the last 2 rounds. They actually destroyed the Seagulls 4-0 before beating Milan 2-1. They're unbeaten in 11 Europa League home games, as I mentioned, and that dates back to last season. And they won 10 times out of those 11. And that includes a 1-0 victory at this stage of the competition against Leverkusen last time out. So for me, this is ridiculous pricing. I really believe that Roma will win this game. I identified a few weeks ago Dortmund and Roma away as the 2 biggest obstacles to Leverkusen not being the invincibles across all competitions this season. I do believe now they'll pull it off in the league. But I do believe that Roma can win this game and take a lead back to Germany. My official pick is going to be for Roma to avoid a defeat here, because with Leverkusen ridiculously priced up at even money plus 100, we get 4-5 minus 125 here on Roma on the double chance market. Whilst Roma on the money line is at 5-2, and Roma to qualify is at a whopping 3-1 plus 300. For me, that is definitely worth a sprinkle. In fact, I would go as far as sprinkling on Roma to win this competition. They are the 5-1 third favourites. They are last season's finalists. I believe the winner will come from Roma versus Bayer Leverkusen. And I do not believe that Leverkusen are minus 400 compared to plus 300 better than this Roma team, who have more pedigree in this competition. They play in a more difficult league. Leverkusen were pretty much unopposed by Bayern Munich this season, who are poor. I'm not taking anything away from Leverkusen. They've been unbelievable. They've put up an amazing points total. They've performed miracles to remain undefeated in recent weeks. But at the end of the day, that can be a positive and that could be a negative. And the negative is that they have performed miracles. They've been clinging on. And one thing we know in gambling, luck runs out eventually. And for me, this is a huge banana skin. This is stupidly priced up. Should Leverkusen be favourites? Yes. Should they be even money favourites at Roma? And Roma should be 5-2 underdogs, 3-1 underdogs to win the tie, and 4-5 minus 125 just not to lose on their own patch, given their record? No, I do not agree with any of that, and therefore my final selection on the show is going to be Roma to avoid a defeat here. Roma in a double chance market at the price of 4-5 minus 125. That's it for me and your Champions League and Europa League semi-final preview. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.